Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. This is another Android phone we're talking about this week, the Camon 17P Techno Mobile. Quite a mouthful, that. But it does manage to set itself apart in some quite interesting ways. Nice build quality. It comes with a case and pre-installed glass protector in the box. Now, it takes twin SIM cards, a great feature. For instance, you could capitalize on, say, FNB's unlimited calls with one SIM and, say, Rain's unlimited data with the other and actually get a service at a price comparable with other countries. And their big features revolve around the cameras, though. Four cameras on the back and a 16-megapixel selfie camera with the dual flash on the front. Selfies aren't really my thing, but this is pretty class-leading. The rear cameras are my thing, though, and those four cameras will get you 64 megapixels and cope with macro through wide on a pretty great in low-light conditions. It does time-lapse photography as well and the usual video stuff with post-production templates, even AI assist for photographs. It does a pretty good job with bad lighting conditions, but you do need to be pretty stable when it's really dark. Now, those front and rear flashes allow something I haven't seen before, actually a selectable 360-degree torch. It's great. Another feature I liked was WhatsApp mode, which keeps your data to mostly WhatsApp and stops other apps that are in the background using data. There are a couple of other clever modes like an anti-theft alarm if it gets removed from your bag and things like that. Combine this with a 5,000 mega-amp fast-charging battery. It'll certainly get you through a day or three. Also, a bright and detailed screen. The user experience is pretty good. It has 128 gigs of internal storage and 6 gigs of RAM, and you can add an extra memory card to it, which is quite unusual. In fact, the slot takes the memory card and two SIM cards. It's quite something to see. It has relatively native Android OS, ships with Android 11, and with its quad-core processor was snappy enough. No delay detected. The power button has an embedded fingerprint reader, and it also does facial recognition. No notch, as you have on an iPhone, but a tiny little camera cutout. A USB Type-C charging is standard, and it has a normal 3.5mm audio jack. A lot of wins. It has most of what you need. Where it falls short of much more expensive phones, and this is a budget phone, at only 3,500 Rand, is the case is plastic. But it's high-end and elegant enough, and it's a durable-feeling casing, but it's not fancy metal. It also doesn't wirelessly charge, and there's no NFC, so no NFC payments. And that's about it. That's all there is to criticize. And at 3,500 Rand for the Camon, and that is spelled C-A-M-O-N, 17P, made by Techno Mobile, that's quite a feat. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, otherwise at podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.